This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm going to ask the chatty house as we get underway. I'm going to ask my partner here, too.
What's good?
What are we in the mood for today? Because let me tell you.
Man.
Your boy is struggling. Like, your boy, I keep this from y'all, but your boy gets anxiety over the dumbest stuff.
Okay.
Right? And we got a big night ahead.
Yeah.
We're going to be in front of several thousand people tonight. And I'm like, yo, weather's going to be a little cold. What we doing tonight? What we doing tonight? I've been stressing over what to wear for days because the original outfit was like, might be a little too cold for that. Don't know if it's going to work. It's like, all right, let me come up with plan B and then C and then D, E, F, G. And I felt like they all kept coming up short.
Okay.
And then part of what I got for tonight, they ain't even arrived yet.
Well, I understand that.
Shout out to all the delivery drivers. It's not your fault.
Shout out to the cleaners.
Well, that
they,
too.
They said after 5 p.m. somehow. I thought it was, oh, it's not about me. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. Your boy threw this essentials fit on. It's like, I'm good.
Look nice.
I'm not feeling it.
You look nice, though.
Not feeling it whatsoever.
Well, you'll be warm now.
What are we in the mood for?
Well,
we need music today.
I mean, part of, for those that follow on KingKC_916 on Instagram, it is 90s R&B week on the drive-in. And the main event of 90s R&B week, week one, was Lil Troop. So that's what's in my head right now.
Well,
that's what's in your boy. That's what's just ringing around right now.
That might not be okay. So, like, I think we've done Troop before.
Oh, you mean Big Mike didn't have that in there?
No, I'm oh, man. Wow. I mean, I ain't mad. But, hey, the old little country western guy, he ain't having, huh? So what are we doing here? This what we feeling? We ain't here
Come
for that.
Come on, man.
We ain't here for
Be
that.
Be Brown, man. Stop playing with him, man.
We ain't here for that, man. Come on. Welcome in to the show. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
I'm in God mode.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
And we'll be back here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
That was a hell of a start to the show, man.
I'm still trying to settle down. You see me over here, man. I'm trying to settle down.
Thankfully, I've been over at trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320, and I'm in good shape. I clicked on the link to Maptrition, and I've got my fat burners. I've got my strength enhancers. I got my all-day BCAAs that keep me rolling here through Flashback Friday.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I tell y'all this. Like, we love to be an outlet for you, but every once in a while, and I apologize for this, you got to be an outlet for us.
That's facts.
And when y'all say, hey, let's play New Edition, let's play this, let's play that. That's what we're going to do. Or what we start with? Troop?
We started with Troop. Troop. Started with Troop.
Man, music is the most amazing energizer out there besides love.
I love it.
Steelo and KC. Shout out to Maptrition again. Trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Go check out all that amazing stuff we got over there. Kyle Mattson. But Kyle Mattson going to come in. Or you're just going to sit there, I assume.
Well, yeah, I'm vibing.
Okay.
He's vibing.
Well, I have to sit here.
Well, I forgot that. Kyle Mattson with us. He's been pulling double duty, actually like quadruple duty, with Jesse in Miami. He's going to be at the Dolphins-Raiders game this weekend, just enjoying South Beach here a little bit.
Needs to bring back a win for those Dolphins. Yeah. I don't know. Raiders coming off a bye. They might be motivated.
Well, truth be told, I think Raider fans are probably rooting for a Dolphins victory.
Mm.
You okay over there?
Oh, I'm starting to cool off. I'm starting to cool off. You know, they said sweat is the way your body cools off. You cool your body.
Yeah.
Well, it's hot.
Yeah, well, it is definitely hot. Do you have what the podcast sounds like from the opening segment?
Yeah, because we can't air all that music, so we just have to take it.
Yep.
So this is going to be the lead up to the first song. I'm not going to play the whole intro to the show.
Sure.
But here's a lead up to the first song and then what it's going to sound like.
Okay.
After we've removed all the music.
Terrific.
Here we go. I hope this works.
Oh, man. Wow. I mean, I ain't mad. But hey, the old little country western guy, he ain't having shots, huh?
Yeah.
So what are we doing here? This is what we feeling? We ain't here
come
for that.
Come on, man. Stop playing with me.
We ain't here for that, man. Come on, what's
next?
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
I love Flashback Fridays. I love that the tribal chief walked by twice, and I think he's seen us do this before, and I think he might not. He might think we're on KSFM. Like, he could be. He just could be like ultra confused about what exactly is happening. Yeah, well,
how much wow. New Edition has the tribal chief listened to in his life? Total minutes, over or under 2.5 minutes?
Less. I'm gonna go less on the 2.5
no,
minutes.
No, I'm gonna
you're the Tyrese Halliburton, the tribal chief.
I'm gonna go more. I'm gonna go more. I think he's. I don't know what song, Mr. Telephone Man.
Do you think? No, he's heard Can You Stand the Rain. I mean, he's been in radio a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
I'll take the over.
Can I tell you exactly the sound he made when he walked by and looked in the window?
Okay.
Mm.
You think the tribal chief's ever had a black girl? Like a black girlfriend?
He's from Wisconsin. No chance.
Oh, that's I forgot. I think
I don't,
he has.
I don't know if he has, but I think he has wanted to. I think he's been attracted to some. He just I don't know if he's had the confidence to be like, man, I can't go over there and talk to her. She ain't gonna be feeling me like that. And I'm man. Like, man, if I was there, I'd be like, Tribal Chief, go do your thing.
Man, with that voice the Tribal Chief got, like he couldn't. Yeah, go talk that talk.
I absolutely think Tribal Chief seen a couple cuties and wanted to go talk, but he's just like, nah, she ain't going to be feeling me. I should have been there, man. I would have hyped him up.
I think he has the confidence of a much better looking man, though.
Wow.
Jesus.
Man, that was tough. Aaron's a good looking guy.
Nice guy. Voice. The
great
voice. Yeah.
Good radio voice for sure.
And he's got a gift to gab. He's actually very, very funny. That's the way to a woman's heart, too. Laughter.
Well, that explains a lot. Explains why I was single for so long. Not the funniest guy out there.
Make me laugh.
Yeah, same.
Well, are you too attracted to me? Like, what? What? You two laugh at my hurt. That's what you do. I ain't never seen you laugh as hard as that Tyrese Halliburton conversation.
No, that
yesterday.
Was funny. That was hilarious.
You ain't Tyrese. Never posted me on your IG before. Oh man, poor Dame. Poor Dame.
It wasn't your pain. It was the way you addressed your pain.
Oh, get hurt.
Just picking up the camera and
yeah, he got the
it.
Cameraman. He punched the cameraman, took the camera from him, and.
I wanted to make sure people understood you don't take the Tyrese Moores ever.
Well, let me see what's going on tonight. Well,
he picked that camera up like the Joker. He's like, you deliver me the bat by midnight.
Somebody told me what.
It's really hot in here.
No, it is. I'm starting to cool down finally.
This, I'm so happy I brought a different outfit for the concert tonight because this sweater's done now.
Bro, oh, it's going to be brick. It's going to be brick out there.
Oh, man. Kyle going to Anderson Paak tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be brick out there, bro. It's only going to be 55 degrees, but it's still going to I'm going to be freezing.
I think it's going to be colder.
You think it's going to get into the
40s? The high is 59 today in Sacramento.
Oh, the high. We already hit the
by
high.
By the time DJ Pee Wee gets out, it's going to be
48.
Yeah, I think we'll be in the 40s. I think we'll be in the 40s. I saw you got the puffer jacket on. What shoes you wearing today?
I just went with a little Bread 11s. You know what I mean? Kept it simple. You know, no labels. Just Bread 11s. You know what I mean?
No labels. It's a Jordan.
Yeah, that's they get that at the store at Champs. Okay. They don't get your shoes at Champs. What you got?
Well,
See what I'm saying? All right, man. Don't even talk to me no more about what I got or nothing. No more. Dude, I was going to say, you talk about the Joker. Somebody told me, because I'm not going to watch the movie, because I heard it was so bad.
Oh, yeah. Did you see it? The new Joker with I forgot what it's called. But
it was so, widely panned that I was
out.
Somebody told me the connection of it all. And it's actually pretty cool. When I heard, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to have to do research.
I don't
want to
work that hard.
You guys want to? No, it's not. Oh. It's not. That it bleeds into other stuff. You want to know? A spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it. You guys ready?
Yeah,
turn the radio down for 30 seconds.
So, the Joker dies in the movie. Like, I guess he goes through court or whatever, goes to jail, dies. The guy that's obsessed with the Joker kills him, and he's the Joker that we see in the Batman movies. Like the Dark Knight?
Sure.
He's the Joker.
The Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He was obsessed with that Joker.
Interesting.
Ended up killing him in jail and took on his whole persona and took it to a whole nother level.
Interesting.
And that's who we see in those Dark Knight Rises stuff. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Hmm.
Huh.
That's why he's so demonic in that one. And in these movies, he's not as...
Well, crazy. I thought the one thing that I thought was brilliant about the first one was they humanized, they told the story of how.
Yeah, yeah, he's not just a villain out of thin
air.
Yeah,
you have to have a villain origin story that you're sympathetic to, and those are great wrestling villains too. Like wrestling villains believe Macho Man, but Macho Man, the greatest
Macho Man, yeah, great.
Macho Man, because his turn was rooted in reality. You've got your hands on my wife,
yeah
and you see it a lot different. at 20 years old than you saw it at six.
Yeah.
Watching Macho Man and Hulk Hogan at 6, 7, 8 years old, it's like, oh, Macho Man, what? Watching him at 20 is like, Hogan's a bitch. Get your punk ass hands away from my girl. What are you doing?
Hogan was foul.
Hella foul.
My buddy in college, that one of my roommates, he's a big wrestling guy, and I was not. And he was a big, like, Macho Man, Hulk Hogan wrestling guy. And he's like, well, you just got to watch, and then you'll get it. And I was like, bet. Like, let's watch. So we watched one that Miss Elizabeth was her name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
What they were saying about Miss Elizabeth was insane, the announcers. The entire plot line was bonkers. And we're like halfway through this. I'm like,
Jesse,
hey, man. I'm
Jesse
like,
the body.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah. Like, you what? And he's like, yeah, sorry. I thought it was going to hit different. Like, so, because of that, like, when you watch it when you're six, it's so much different than when you watch it when you're 21 or 22.
Well,
or
it's also like Hulk Hogan, the biggest baby face on the planet, just punching out Sensational Sherry after night.
Oh, my goodness.
Insane.
Like, well, it's okay because she's a heel.
That's because she's a heel.
He just punched this woman in the face.
Just round of applause. There are people standing and cheering everywhere. This is just great.
Yeah.
Well, there is the attitude era where,
well,
they'd get put through tables.
Well, then those are just the 90-year-old women. You only got put through tables if you were in bra and panties, though.
Or a Bills fan.
Or you get hit with a guitar.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yo,
Casey sent the funniest clip on Instagram a couple of days ago. Oh, my God. Jeff Jarrett just destroying these women with a guitar. Just absolutely crazy.
I hope somebody tuned in during the music and heard you say, we're going to talk about the kids. We got this coming up. And they went, okay, I'm going to tune out for a second. I'll come back in a little bit. And then they come back and we're like, and then he hit her with the guitar.
We're 30 minutes into this show. Like, I don't know what to tell you at this point.
But like we
point,
always
man.
Say, man, it's Friday, man. It is Friday.
We got
that's what happens on Friday.
With the holiday book yet?
Not quite, man. We're all still trying to earn money.
All
right. Oh, goodness gracious. We'll get to the end season tournament here in just a little bit. I guess we'll get to Saquon Barkley and his performance last night.
My goodness.
Kyle Madsen, the insiders. The great thing about Kyle Madsen and talking 49ers is he's with us all day. So if we just come back to the 49ers.
Whatever you guys
later,
want to do, you let me know.
We could do it. If we want to talk Dusty Rhodes in a couple hours, we'll bring Kyle Madsen back.
No, don't do that.
Well,
you guys are like Dusty Rhodes. I'm like, I prefer pavement.
Thank you. Very good.
Asphalt.
Hard times.
All right. Let's. Here we are, 29 minutes and 5 seconds into the show. Let's get serious. Why did the D'Amador Lenore signing make so much sense right now?
Because it's crazy cheap.
Is it really?
It's insane. He got $15.5 million guaranteed at signing.
And he could have... Oh.
You know, they like... story of our lives. I saw a breakdown like 30 minutes after we went off the air.
Okay. We were searching for the breakdown and couldn't find it.
Yeah, so it came out super... It was late, for sure. Okay. So Florio had the full breakdown. Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports Salute, had that first.
You said 15...
Guaranteed at signing, 43.3 for injury.
Mm.
Like, he just got, his agent just got taken to the woodshed.
Don't say that.
Why?
Because that's why we have all this stuff. That's why we have the Brandon Ayuk summer. Because everybody's worried about getting taken to the woodshed publicly as opposed to just making
the deal. Okay, fine. Hang on. Let me take that back. This is just for you guys. Nobody else can hear this. His agent got taken to the woodshed. Okay, now everybody can hear. Amazing deal by the agent. Just incredible stuff.
There you go.
no, but like Jalen Johnson for the Bears, right? This offseason got $19 million annually, but $43 million, I think, guaranteed at signing.
Okay.
Lenore got $17.8 annually. Which, okay, that's fine. That's in that range.
Yeah.
But $15.5 million guaranteed at signing? It's like something like 17% of the money in his deal is guaranteed. Which is the lowest, according to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, it's the lowest percentage guarantee of any cornerback making more than $2 million.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
Wow.
But his agent crushed it. Just dominating.
So let me ask you a question, Kyle. This is, I think this is, well, both of you guys. I think this is something that might have came into play. I wonder if he saw Brandon Ayuk laying on that ground with his knees all over the place and said, they're offering me $92 million right now.
88.8, it turns out.
Let me just cash in a lottery ticket. Because I still got to play football. I haven't made money like that yet. He was a fifth round pick. I ain't made money like that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a lottery ticket right here for me. Is it potentially the most I could make? No, probably not. But I've got life-changing money in front of me right here. And I play the game of football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, West Coast guy. I think he likes being here. He's developed really well here. He played his college football at Oregon. I think if he wants to play for the 49ers, go get your money. But I think for certain, had he gone to free agency, he would have gotten significantly more than he did.
Really?
But on the other hand, he just turned 25. If he goes out and has a couple of really good years, maybe you tear that deal up and you get a more significant payday. But I also kind of wonder if there's an element of this where he looked at it and went, I want to be on a competitive team, and if I take this money now, we can stay competitive. Maybe not. I have no idea. But it seems like it based on the actual numbers. It's just a bargain. It's crazy.
Bookmark that, because I want to ask you that. I'll ask you something about that again. But I want to ask you something, because you are much more familiar with the league and all the players of the league. Is he one of the best corners in the game?
He's up there for sure.
Pro
I think he would have been that
Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he's probably a Pro Bowl. Yeah, I think he's in that range for sure. And I think he definitely would have been like the most sought after cornerback on the free agent market this year.
Hmm. Wow. Well, I certainly have a different perspective of this than I did yesterday.
was a hell of a deal. I mean, Kyle just
for sure.
He's put so much more context into it. But just when I saw, because I was worried we were going to lose him. You know what I mean? And
oh, I thought he was gone for sure.
Yeah, and when that came up out of nowhere that he signed a 5-year extension. Obviously, it's the NFL, but 5-year extension—that's major. That is major to be able to bring him back.
Yeah. Now it's probably not 5. What is it? 3?
Yeah, probably 2 or 3.
Two or three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the other thing I was going to ask you though, Kyle, is you talk about maybe he took a deal that kind of helps the 49ers out.
Yeah, team friendly on purpose.
I just assumed that if they were to sign Lenore this offseason, it'd be, whether it's next year or the year after, maybe Ward might be gone. Mm-hmm. With this signing, are they able to keep those two?
Treverius Ward?
Yeah.
I don't know 100%. He hasn't been as good this year as he was last year. He's still a good player. And if he's going to sign a deal in that range, then like, yeah, probably. Mm. But I think they're anticipating losing him. I think they're really happy with how Renardo Green has played in his rookie year. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're looking at this and going, okay, it's Lenore and Green, and then figure it out at the third spot, whether it's an Isaac Yiadom type player or a new draft pick. I'm not 100% sure, but maybe they really like Darrell Luter. I'm anticipating Treverius Ward winds up leaving in free agency, because I don't think he'll take a deal like that.
Yeah. Was this? Do you think this was? And I'm asking you to speculate here, I guess, to a certain degree. Was this just lucky by the 49ers? Like, hey, oh, you want to talk contract? Sure. Hey, how about this? Hey, guys, you got it. Cool. Here, fine. it's clearly was a conscious effort. We want to get, or at least start the conversation with Lenore to see if we can get this settled as quickly as possible. Like, I assume they want one contract this offseason they have to deal with and nothing else.
Yeah, man.
Like, of that, important degree, like, of magnitude.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe there were some internal conversations with his agent and with the 49ers and his agent. And his agent said, our priority is staying here. We'll take this deal and, call it good. I don't 100% know. But it would definitely not shock me if this was one of those things where, Niners offer, agent counters, Niners like change their offer a little, and the agent goes, great, we're in. And they kind of went, oh, cool. But I don't, again, I'm totally guessing. Like, that's for just sure. What the numbers,
yeah.
Given what, like, I first looked and I went, okay, what did Patrick Surtain get? Because Patrick Surtain is like elite top level corner. Mm-hmm. And he got in the $40 million guaranteed at signing range. And then you look at Jalen Johnson, who really good player, but I think is probably in the tier that Lenoir is in. And he gets $43 million at signing or whatever it was. And so the first numbers that came out, Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports reported it was $15.5 million guaranteed, $43.3 million guaranteed for injury. And I was like, that has to mean $15.5 million for the signing bonus with $43.3 guaranteed at signing. Like, there has to be some wording mixed up here. Not the case.
Mm.
So the Niners got a bargain, in my opinion.
Well, good.
Yeah. Salute. And they got some help last night. Like, we were talking yesterday. Are you of the feeling the outcome of last night's game? Saquon Barkley closing things out there in the fourth quarter. Philadelphia Eagles kind of establishing themselves as an upper echelon team in the NFC. That was actually best for the San Francisco 49ers. It gave the Commanders their first set of back-to-back losses this season, and it puts them at four losses.
Yeah, they need it. They just at this point, like, forget what's happening at the top. Frankly, you don't get to be at 5-4 and go, hey, what's happening to the 1-2 seed? Like, no, it's any because the Cardinals' schedule is pretty soft coming up. Anything you can do to just inch closer to a wild card spot at this point, you'll take. And then if you wind up winning the division, obviously it doesn't matter. But the closer they can get to getting into the wild card portion of this, where they don't need to necessarily rely on catching the Cardinals, I think is a bonus for sure. So yeah, they needed Washington to lose last night.
And Dame said it perfectly. And I think it's not as 50-50 as we would hope, but whoever won that game yesterday, Commanders or Eagles, they just need to win both of them. I think the Eagles.
Yeah, it would be great.
Because they only had two losses. Your path to catching the Eagles in that fashion is a little more difficult than catching the Commanders, who now have four losses. But, yeah, just whoever it is, now the Eagles won. All right, win the next time you play too. Kyle, coming out of the bye week, before the bye week started, I said, I think it was before the Dallas game. Get to the Dallas game at 4-4. You come out of the bye week, you have to win those first two games. You got to beat the Bucs. You got to beat the Seahawks. Have to.
Yep.
I have since amended that a little bit and extended it one game.
Yep.
You have to beat the Packers.
1,000%.
That Packers game is major. And I was like, well, you could split between the two. If you split, you better lose the Buffalo game and win the Packers game.
With the way, because I don't know where you guys land on this. I'm of the mind that there's going to be tiebreakers at play here on some level, whether it's for seeding or for playoff spots or whatever it is. You got to get those NFC games. And the Packers specifically, we were just talking about wild cards. If you can get the head-to-head on the Packers and get them, I'm assuming they're going to win this week. They have the Bears. So I'm assuming the Packers are going to enter that game at 7-3. If you beat them, you leapfrog them in the standings. And that's where I'm with you. You extend that one game to the Packers now.
Yeah.
You have to get those two games if you want to put yourself in a good spot. It doesn't close the road if they lose, but it just gets so much more difficult if they lose that game.
Yeah.
Do you feel good about the position they're in right now, all things considered, the position that the 49ers are in?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're okay for now. I just think they can be like, they might just be this, right? They might just be meh. They're going to make a couple of backbreaking mistakes in a game, and they may or may not be able to overcome them. And maybe they're just a 9-8, 10-7 type of team. But I also think the numbers, whether they're advanced numbers or more traditional numbers, like a lot of things point to, man, if they make one fewer special teams blunder per game, like they're winning a couple of these games going away, where maybe they are more like a 12-5, 11-6 type of team down the stretch, and they win the division, and you feel good about them going into the postseason. That's where I struggle with the 49ers a little bit because I think they could be. I think they're good. They should be. And Christian McCaffrey coming back and getting another week, and Juwan Jennings playing like he did. We'll see if he's going to play this week. He's got an ankle thing that popped up. But it's like, man, they're really close to being awesome, but through 10 weeks, they really haven't been. So I'm fascinated to see how this shakes out.
I guess if being close to awesome just sends you to good, it's not the worst thing in the world, as long as you find a way to get to awesome at some
right,
point. And this is the thing, we've talked about this before, you don't have to be awesome today, But if there's some way you can get there when, you know, when the when the wild card gets here or whatever playoff round gets here, like you're going to have to find a way to do something you haven't been able to do yet.
Yeah, and I think you're going to have to be that to like beat the Packers.
Sure.
And if you're going to hang with the Lions, like you're going to have to be awesome. And if, I mean, the Rams are playing better. If you want to beat the Rams, you got to be better than you've been. If you want to beat the Cardinals are great right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they got to get there sooner than later. Yeah.
And I'll just add on to that. You have to be awesome, but we'll get a little bit more specific. Something has to be awesome. And what I mean by that is you look at the three that come to my mind,
mm-hmm.
the Giants, you know, that beat the Patriots and all that other stuff. They weren't awesome all around.
Mm-hmm.
That defensive line went crazy last 6 weeks. And they didn't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens, when they went crazy, they weren't awesome all around, but all of a sudden Flacco's making plays.
Yep. They're
not turning the ball. You have to – something about the 49ers has to carry them, whether mm-hmm. it's the offense and the way – maybe the defense isn't as good, but the offense is top flight and they're not turning the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they're – finding ways to score in the red. Something's got to get awesome. Maybe not the entire team, but mm-hmm. something has to get awesome that they can ride all the way to making a run.
Yeah, they have to. The key stat is the turnover battle. Like, that's been the number one. I think last week was the first time all year they lost a turnover battle and won. Mm-hmm. They when they make mistakes and they give the other team an extra possession, that margin for error is just too small for them this year. To make those mistakes. So if they cut those down, I think they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
The red zone stuff, I'm not super worried about. They were at 67% in the three games before the bye week. They go 1-for-3 against the Bucs. It'll be worth monitoring, but I think they'll figure it out.
Man, at this point, maybe just get points. Like, there's so many times they've been in the red zone and didn't get anything, whether it's a missed field goal or a turnover.
Yeah.
Just keep getting points.
Yeah. But touchdowns. You gotta score touchdowns.
Well, at some point, you're going to have to score touchdowns.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Kyle Madsen's with us all day. We'll talk more 49ers. We'll talk more NFL. We'll talk a little bit more about that game. Really impressive performance by Saquon and the Eagles.
And the Kings are back in the hallway again.
They're back in the hallway. Shoot around. Come back. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.